Welcome everyone to day one of 4 weeks to Living by the Cycles. I am so beyond happy that you're here, and I can't wait to get started because this day one will be the mark of a huge change in your life. It will be the catalyst that allows you to actually become aware of the cycles that you want to use. And not only become aware of them, but start to understand how they work and their natural pattern a little bit more. So today's audio lesson is not going to be all that long, but I wanted to take a moment to address why I'm having you mark down the Wheel of the Year Sabbats and the lunar phases that are coming up over the next 3 months. Or you can do what I did when I first started, and you can go through your entire Wheel of the Year, write down all of the dates. If you're a bullet journaler, I recommend making a page kind of as a reference that has all the dates that these days normally occur. And one of my favorite things to keep on hand is a page that has all the full moons listed out, all the new moons or dark moons, all of those things, because they become key parts of your life and how you process things that you need to get done. Because a lot of people have a tendency to get caught up in, well, if it's this phase, I can't do this. If it's that phase, I can't do that. Or, oh, it's this season, which is not a good season for this. And, well, yes, each season, each phase has its own set of specific energies that are associated with it and specific currents that are, you know, maybe more powerful than others at that time. That doesn't mean that you can't do what you need to do. But what makes it really cool and what makes things very accessible, especially as you're starting out, by looking at the lunar phases, that's changing every day. So by even taking a small goal and breaking it down over a couple days, you're going to have different levels of energy at your back working with you. And you can break up what you need to get done by those energy levels. It can be an incredibly powerful tool. So what I want you to do is I want you to make sure you note down what the phases are. There's a worksheet for this. It's got little descriptions all about what each phase means, the energies that are typically present. There's a great Wheel of the Year illustration that I made for the From a Fable Table Time Facebook group that I made sure to put in here because it really gives you a good visual of how every year we come full circle. I mean, that's why it's called the Wheel of the Year. And when we come full circle, we begin a whole new pattern, but that pattern takes a while. It takes a full year, right? So while I want you to start becoming aware of the Sabbats, when they happen, and kind of looking into them around the time that they pop up on your calendar, for the sake of getting more immediate results, which is what we all want, I want you to also pay attention to the lunar phases. And the reason for that is, like I said, they're changing every single day. And it's a little bit easier because we all get really excited and we want to start doing things right away. And we have a lot of people telling us, oh, well, you can't because the next Sabbath's not for a month away or anything like that. But truth be told, even with the Wheel of the Year, you'll start to learn how that breaks down into slight shifts every single day. But for now, the easiest way for us all to get a better understanding of the pattern that the cycles form, which is the waxing reaches its height and the waning comes back down to a dark moon where we rest for a day and then we repeat. That's a very general way of looking at things, but I encourage you to look at the resource, do a little bit of research on your own as well, because if anything, I don't want to be the only voice that you are listening to about the lunar cycles. The most important voice for you to listen to is your own. Your intuition will guide you as to what feels right for what phase. For some, they don't really believe in the dark moon. To them, it's the new moon. That's when it all starts. But for me, I noticed my natural rhythm when before even paying attention to the lunar cycles. There was always this day when I literally was like, I feel like I just need to do nothing. Or, man, you know what? I feel like something really big is coming tomorrow. I should clean my house today, so that tomorrow when I wake up, I can just do whatever I need to get done, you know? And so use your intuition to kind of guide you and create your own interpretation of the cycles, but use the general definitions, which are true regardless of who you are. Because if there's one thing, one celestial body besides the sun that has a major impact on us, it's the moon. We are made of mostly water, and if the moon can move oceans, it's kind of silly to think that it can't have an effect on you. So even if you've never looked at the moon phases before, even if you've never looked at how to actually implement them, now's the time. You've probably been experiencing these shifts and these cycles anyway. It's a natural part of life. But in the context of actually learning to live by and get things done by the cycles, you'll learn how to not really take away what you're doing. So let's see, what's a better way to explain that? You'll learn that, let's say you have to go do something tomorrow. I don't know, maybe a doctor's appointment. Or if you're running a business and you have to fill orders tomorrow, like there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You got to fill these because it's your last day and you need to get them sent out, okay? Oh, but it's a waning phase. You're not really supposed to burst forth and do stuff. Well, that seems silly. Okay, how can you readjust so that you can use that phase to look at what you have to do a little bit differently instead of looking at it as, oh, I have to do this. I need to do this. And then it becomes an obligation where you don't want to do it. Instead, come from a place where you can say, all right, I'm making the choice to do this, because that helps you take back your power a little bit and stop giving it away to everything else around you. And it helps you kind of own it a little bit more. You're gonna say, okay, so I'm choosing to do this tomorrow. I'm choosing to take care of this. But the energy is more focused on cleaning up the process and releasing what no longer serves me. And really, you know, kind of pumping the brakes and leaning into the flow rather than trying to guide the flow, which is a huge part of the waning phases, and we'll get to that later in this class. But let's take a look at filling those orders through the lens of the waning phases, okay? So you've got to fill the orders. So what if you use a 3-hour period during your day? I don't know how long it takes you to fill your orders. I don't know what you do. But let's say, for instance, that you give yourself a 3-hour period in which to fill 3 orders. And you say, okay, I'm gonna get this done because I want to get it done. I'm making the choice to get it done. What's the easiest way I can go through this without burning myself out and fighting my way through it? Because you don't need to fight your way through anything when you're in the flow. You just don't. It's easy, it's effortless. And truth be told, the way that I would handle that is I would look at it and go, okay, I'm gonna give myself 3 hours and I'm gonna work on one, I'm gonna see how I feel, and I'm gonna kind of breathe into it, take my time, maybe take a break after that, maybe get a snack, I don't know, and then dive into the next one when I feel ready. Because one of the key pieces of learning to work with those waning phases when everything's not go, 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 is to just lead into the flow and let it guide you. Because you're moving forward, even if it doesn't feel like you're moving really fast, you're moving forward. So that's a pretty general example, but just adjust what you would like to get done, instead of needing to get it done, what you would like to get done, and adjust it through the lens of the energy that's present at that time. And I know it feels a little bit shaky talking about this, it feels a little bit overwhelming, it always did for me in the beginning as well. But what I want you to remember is that I am going to walk you through this in this course. In fact, day 2 is all about actually learning to interpret, you know, the combination of the seasonal and the lunar cycle to figure out where you're at and kind of look at almost like a forecast for the weather for the next few days. And it becomes habit to do so. It becomes so easy. So don't let yourself get overwhelmed and make sure that you actually keep consistency with this course. Make this time for you, because I promise you, if you do the work, you will get the results. So for now, go ahead and write down those phases, write down those Sabbats, you know, give yourself whatever reference you need. Maybe put them in your Google Calendar so that you'll get a nice, you know, ping on your phone anytime you want. You know, maybe you set them, I usually set mine like a few days beforehand so I can, oh, maybe I want to go out and make a candle, or maybe I want to go pick up some flowers for my home to match with that Sabbath's energy. There's a whole lot of things that you can do, but regardless of how you mark it down, regardless of how you want to make space in your life for these phases, for keeping track and becoming aware of these cycles, do it. Just sit down, take 15-20 minutes, it won't take you long, and just have fun doing it. Dive in and, you know, make the pages pretty, make them, you know, use colors that feel right for those days. Even if you know nothing about them and you end up deciding that those colors don't go with it later, something in your intuition is processing them that way right now. So do what you'd like. I'll see you tomorrow, and good luck.